So we're holding it Perek Chav Ches.
Yes.
Okay, he starts, Koyseima lebeis Yaakov v'sagnei Yisrael, b'medrish. Koyseima lebeis Yaakov el anoshim, emor lam rosh edvarim. V'sagnei Yisrael eloha anoshim, emor lam diktukei dvarim shei mechon lishmoya. V'lomel anoshim tchila shei mezazas b'mitzvah. Davacha shei manhigas b'neem l'talmud Torah. Amr of Tachlifa, the mean Kassin, Amma Kanspoch, Bros, Oilam, like Sivis Alamarishan, Fachaknit Stava Chava, Vova Vikilkas Oilam, Achim, Enikur, Lashan Trilla, Mivatas at Tail, Koisama, Lebesiako, Rebekhama, Lebesak, Vels, a Hedgenstein, Besak, Huvnehoch. So the first thing is we see that there is a difference between men and women as comes to Torah. There's a need. Two things are at issue over here. First of all, is the way in which we communicate the difference, whatever it is, the difference between to men and women. And the second part is the who is the first one? Is it ladies or gentlemen first? Those are two nafkiminas that seem to play out in the Chazal over here. Beer medrash there. The first thing is that Nesinas HaTorah was to each one as he as it was roy for him. The this is a Medrash Tanchuma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Nesinas Sagi Koach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each one kifi koichai, Skeinim HaYishem HaSakol kifi koichon, Bechurim fi koichon, Oren fi koichon, Ketanim fi koichon, and so on. Says Kol Hashem Bakoyach, so Chazal Darshan, each one could koyach v'koyachas kolachet v'echad. So the first thing is Torah was given to each person in a way that is shayach to him specifically. Then he says Olefikach Hanoshim Shneikrom Bayis Bechol Makoyim v'Ksiv Toima Shalosh Raka. Shaloyim dikduke dvarim, aval lanoshim lanoshim adikdukeim v'zeh amir shleima. V'lochein k'siv v'taget biyud ratzleima amir shleima. So the first thing is he is explaining the difference between the two. The way it's normally understood is always the kilo you speak harshly to the men, and you speak nicely and softly to the women. I mean, everyone, Dvarim, Koshin, Kegidin, they tend to understand that the difference was how much thunder and fire and brimstone was in the speech. The Maral gives a little bit of different knach, and he says the difference is Diktuk Dvarim and not Diktuk Dvarim. And also, he seems to miramis that it has to do something with bias. So I want to explain what will be the difference over here. Torah has diktukeo proteha. Torah has in itself details which come out in halacha, and it has in itself a sweeping type of ruach hadvarim, an understanding of the klolius inyan. Kedoshim Tiyu is a klolius inyan, like Ramban says. Shmir Shabbos is given with Pratim, and then it's given with a klal of Menucha. So mitzvahs have in itself the Pratim are much more shayach to the world of halacha, din halacha, specific details, and extremely inflexible in that sense. This is the halacha. The more sweeping sense of halacha are the general sense of what Shabbos is about, what Tefillah is about, what Torah is about. Those are things that tend to be closer to what we would call the Musa, the understanding of what it's about, what it's coming to teach us, what it's there for. Lemaisa, women belong to the bias. In other words, the man can work well with details and down specific things. A woman sets more often a general aura of things, a klal, and that's why she's called a bias. If I have all my what would I call them, metaltalin. If I have all my possessions, but I'm out in the street, so I have everything. I have the bed, and I have the chair, and I have the table, but all of it is bits and pieces. I then I have a list of things I have. If I have them in a home, they are put together. The home is like a circle that envelops everything and brings it together. That's the difference between a home, and that's why an isha is called a bayis, because even though the man might do all the work and he brings in all the food, he brings in the but tachlis, what takes a person with possessions and turns it into a household, which is one unit with a makif that takes all around, that's a woman. So the type of Torah that is more apropos for men is the pratim, the ktuke halacha, and so on. What's more matim for a woman is the klolim, the general sense of Torah in its klolius. So that, I think, is the first thing. Is so it's not so much, and that's why he says visagid biyud, vatzolema amir shlema. So there's something specific about the way we talk to the men. That's the dukidvarim, and there's something a lot more general when spoken to women. Well, anashim tchila, and the truth is, I mean, that's the way you would see it. It's a woman has a lot harder time, usually, with details, and specific things and concrete realities. A man has a lot harder time with more of a sweeping type of idea and concept. Ol anashim tchila mipnei shem rishon lekabel yosim anashim. Women first, because they are easier to be mekabel than men. Ka'karav lachemu mekabel kashedua. So he says something over here, which again is not, it makes sense. Women are easier mekablim than men are, and they're seduced more readily. They are convinced more readily, and he says the reason is because they're closer to chaymer. In other words, ideas conflict with ideas. So if I have if I'm a Baal Shita, and I have a different take on things than you have, there's a clash over there. A woman's story, and that's why Le Marshall, a woman will adapt much more to a man's Shita's deus way of life than the other way around. So a man can become fashlep by his wife, but it's normal, the wife will fit in. And there's a chazal that says there's this woman that was married to a chassid, and she would tie his tefillin for him every day. And then she married a muhsin, who was a tax collector, and in those days he was considered to be quite, they were quite bad people. I mean, today many consider them also bad, but in those days, they were actually, you know, taxes in those days was different than today. Taxes was like a concession. The king gave you the right to collect taxes and for a certain price, and then whatever you could gouge was fair game. It really was, extortion would be a more exact word. So she married a guy like that, and they would tie, they had like a knotting system where if you paid your dues, you got that, whatever it was, but she would do that. And Chazal was trying to explain how she could make that transition without, you know, batting an eyelash, kind of. Dava acha. Bishvil sha'anashim hei maschola l'teira. V'im she'enem ne'teira, maschola l'teira. She'em alich ha'zeh ne'teira. So even though women are not mitzuvah to learn, and therefore they don't learn, but they're the ones that inspire the men to go and learn. So the children go and learn. A child's inspiration is he likes his mother more than anybody else. And if he senses that his mother's greatest desire is for him to learn, that will reflect itself. Rabbi Mechai says almost the exact words, that she's mishadal him with a lot of gaguim, and therefore it's something which is... it's something which is that's her role in Torah. V'ki'ishan says the ben achoyme, v'kashetid l'achoyme toiv u'bal toiv v'seichel zach. So she also gives the child the chomer, which means like this. We have different layers of personality. So we have a more basic layer, which he's calling chomer over here, which would mean something along the lines of basic likings and stuff like that, things we want, things we appreciate. A mother gives a healthy personality to a child, and therefore, on top of that, it's much easier to have Torah. If you don't have that basis, then you're going to have a very, very hard time inculcating Torah on that. So, so the truth is, if a child has very positive, a pre-ruchniistic positive experience through the mother, happy, cared for, kind, sensitive, all those things, then it's much easier to put Torah on top of that than if we don't have that. So that's why the Kabbalah's Torah was by the women first, because their role would be primary in the passage of Torah. So he says the element in a mitzvah, the element of gzeira shavoy, the element of being a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui, is the keshver a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like if someone asks you to do something for them, it's and you do it, it's not the favor itself, it's the fact that you did something for me that I needed. So when a person, my Kadosh Baruch Hu's gezer on a person, that becomes, and he does it, that becomes the Krisus Bris. So Adam was nitzdava first on the Eitzadas, but mipnei kach kilkula isha, ki ach shachibu shisha Hashem yisbarach ein madregis ish, rechibu shul achibu chasa, vika shachibu chasa yivoy mizah kilkul shiyu sachibu, but dovo zah davke itza Adam, kile mekab lachibu shleimus, kwa shakab mitzvah lachibu shleimus, lefigur itza Adam yichibu lefra adrega, kwaidu ma'ish, vachaka isha, hakol, Lefi Amadrega Shkayachat Vechot. So he's dealing here with the following issue, and he's in the middle of explaining as follows. Be'emes, you see, I mean, we're saying very nice things about how is it that women comes first before the man, and we're saying very, very nice things about her being Shayach more to the bris, more easily to be in the spoil, and so on. But we find Ba'adam and Chava that Chava messed up before Adam, and she's the one who messed everything up. So how do we understand that? So the Moral is being mechalik between a situation where there is a chibur shalem or not a chibur shalem. This inyan, and he'll explain in a minute, but the structure of the Teretz is this inyan that we said that a woman, since she's chomri, is going to be more easy miskalkel is when you give a partial mitzvah. The other way, the fact that she's closer to be mekabel and stronger, that's when you give shleimus of chibur, and he's going to explain that. Aval, Yisrael shekibla chibur b'shleimus kashenos notna lematera. Uraya shenosna adam rishon mitzvahs b'lvat. I mean, adam rishon got only mitzvahs of the mitzvahs. Or lekach le'achibu b'shleimus. Av Yisrael, shehoyolem teira shleima, chibu shehoyolem hu shalem. So Klal Yisrael's chibu was a shalom nika teira, a shalom, because they had the entire mitzvahs. Or lechein roi she'atziv li she'tchil matan teira, she'dobu ze'a chibu shleimus. Ke'isha she'ina kol kach madrega, kashi tekabu la'gzeira, hare'achibu b'shleimus. V'achakach mustav isha b'chibu madreg yoysim in ish. L'figur hikna tziv l'ish koin l'ish ki kabol sashem teir moriz al kibol shay yisol b'teira shay b'shleimus v'dozi yoysim mayla kachisko yis etchila. V'davazim v'u m'oid v'u yinifla v'digduk amak m'oid lo m'iktim l'ashan l'anashim. So he doesn't elaborate much about what he means over here. Let's talk and understand a little bit of a mashal and understand what he means exactly. What I think he means. When a person is looking for friends for a certain activity, I want to do business together. I want to go bowling together. I want to do music together. I want to just whatever. So the teva dvarim is a man will go to a man, a woman to a woman, because there are more common things that way, and each one goes to the one that has more common things. So in any particular activity, very much so somebody of the same gender will have a commonality. When I'm looking to build a house, when I'm looking to be mashlim myself, I recognize that I'm a chaser and I need hashlama, the only chibur that will be mashlim a man is a woman. In other words, when you're talking about a chibur, in other words, a companionship, a friendship, a kesher of some sort, of a kesher of some sort, then I'd rather that a man, if we're talking about something that will make a shlemus, then a woman is closer. Let's speak about it in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain midas that if I am similar to him, kaviyachol, then I'm closer to him. Ma'ani afata, and so on. But ultimately, if we're talking about the ultimate kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, it says v'yavor rechokim v'yivilocha kesem melucha. It's the chalois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the part of the world that is dissimilar to him. That's called in the parlance of the Sfarim Malchus, which is the equivalent of a woman to a man. The relationship of Malchus, meaning the Bria, as a chetimtz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize himself, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is like a man and a woman. So that chibur is greater than any particular chibur. So when we're talking about specific chiburs, if I have a high madrega in this midah and that other midah, then I have a certain kinship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a certain kirva, because we are similar, and that's what makes a kirva. But that's never a shleimus. So just like a man and a man could never click in a way where it's a davar shalem, it'll never become a shleimus. So therefore, it's going to be something which is only going to happen with a zach and a keva. So too, kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the chibur of the Umas HaOlam, before Matan Torah, it was a partial chibur, that a person have divine nekudas, so Zohar is closer to that. When you're talking about Klal Yisrael accepting all of Torah, so that means Klal Yisrael becomes the Zelu Maseh, the Makabel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with the Makabel, that's shaykh to Nekeva, a tzur of Nekeva more, and that's when Nekeva is first. I think that's what he means here. Especially since usually when the Maral says, V'uyin nifla v'digduk omek moed l'maik d'mashal nashim, those l'shaynas of being omek nifla, inyin nifla and digduk omek, usually miramas at Kabbalah, and usually this is what he means. It was Yerachiba Shemesh HaShakir Matan Torah Shle Yusa, V'roi l'cha l'chavin oisei, V'hu eidus, Al chibur Yisrael by Yisbarach, shibashlemus la'asara. So anytime you have a total chibur, so my usual mashal again for zach and a keva and for a total chibur versus a partial chibur is, if you take two pieces of wood and glue them together, it's strong, could be very, very strong, but it's not absolute. If you take a, you know, when they make a chair and a furniture, and they have a female joint and a male joint, and you click them one to the other, that tends to be extremely strong, because it's be'etzem one inyan. It's like what this is missing, this has, what this has, this is missing. So b'meila, it becomes a chibur shalom. And here also, that's the same thing. So that's his hesba, why it is that nashim are closer to this chibur and so on. Rabbi Yechrama, Beis Yaakov, Eilos Sanhedrin, Shenekro Beis Yaakov, Vizeh, Ki Abayis Mekabel Kol Dover, Umasas HaKol Etocho, Kach HaSanhedrin Machnisim Umasim Kol Yisrael Lehem, V'nikru Bayis, V'aydeh HaSanhedrin Shechiba HaShem Yisbarach, V'dover Zidul V'nid Madai KaSanhedrin Kol Yisrael Mash Kol Yisrael Tachteyem, V'adeh HaShem Yisbarach Bo'al Yisrael Losses Lamatayra. So Beis Yaakov is a Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin is the body that, on terms of Torah, is the Klolus of Klal Yisrael. Let's explain this and understand. The Torah was given for the Das B'nei Adam to determine much. In other words, Leib HaShemayim, we go by what people think, understand, how people understand. The das of Shemayim is the das of Klal Yisrael means what? It can't be that everybody and his shtibel and what he thinks is right. You have zero. So we have a chetimtza of what is the das of Klal Yisrael. In order for something to be the central das of Klal Yisrael, the koyach of the das is that you take different sichlis to get studim of an inyan, this tzad, this tzad, this tzad, and the das weighs them and is machriya what's right and so on. So when we go and look at the different studim, we come up with achra. The Sanhedrin is ayin aleph, and that's because that's koilel all the different facets of Klal Yisrael. Ayin is the number of like all the umos. Ayin is 7 times 10. It's kailul. It ki'ilu encapsulates every different possible understanding of a certain inyan. Ayin panim l'tayra. And when that gets weighed together in the zachra, this is the entirety of the das of Klal Yisrael. So Sanhedrin is the base Yaakov, and exactly like the marshal we gave of the difference between having possessions in your knapsack, you know, like the you know, have bag will travel, or having it in the house. When I have things in my bag, there's no seder, there's nothing that puts each one in its place. I mean, if I need a cot, I'll take it out of my bag. If I need a chair, I'll take it out of my bag. But there's nothing that has given each thing its makom and its place and so on. When you have a bias, even though some batim look like a suitcase, you know, for a while, piled up with stuff, but in a bias, ideally, everything has its place. Everything has its makom and has its serif of all the things together. So the Sanhedrin is supposed to take all the nekudas of Tyre and Klal Yisrael, put each one in its place, and give each one its metzias, and then together it becomes one entity, and that's why Beis Yaakov is first. Hasanhedrin kolos Yisrael b'mar shekol Yisrael tachteim val yedei Hashem Yisbarach bol Yisrael losem haTorah v'hu yadua, and he says, and it's Torah is given to us through Sanhedrin. Let's explain how that works. The Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in Har Sinai is only potential Torah, because everything could be interpreted in different ways. Everything has its shilas, its sveikas. There's Torah that the Torah that happened from Maimon Har Sinai until today comes through a body, and that's the Sanhedrin. And b'meila, he says, because of Mashakol Yisrael Tachtein, v'ayidei Hashem Yisrach Bal Yisrael, that's what I'm telling you. V'yidu Hashem HaKosel Kimnitza V'laskel B'kerel V'kim Ishboit. U'melamed, Shashem Yisrach Madayonim, v'kasher bo lo se zeroisa Bal Yisrael, v'zeo achiba gomel sheish Hashem Yisrach Bal Yisrael, ha'ya yoyse rishin v'yoyse koydem b'mashayish b'Yisrael hadin v'amishbar ha'mechuyev. So he says like this. It says Alakim Nitzav Raskel, the Kerav Alakim Yishpait. So it's as if the pasuk has two halves. First of all, Alakim Nitzav Raskel, and then the Kerav Alakim Yishpait. So the first thing is Hashem Yisbarach is with the Dayanim together, and then we have the Kerav Alakim Yishpait. There's a chiba gam shesh nisbarach in Yisrael, ha ye yoyse rishin ve yoyse kainu me matcha Yisrael hadin va mishpat amuchuyim. Sha mishpat yesh a chiba la shem nisbarach in rishin, va achar kach kval Yisrael. Ve zeo das mi sho'im ebe Yisrael ve'el Sanhedrin, she mishu ve kainu achil ha shem nisbarach in Yisrael, ve dove ze mevua. So what he wants to say is that the chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kal Yisrael comes through the world of Mishpat and Din and so on of the Sanhedrin. Let's explain why this is so. And this is a point that Maral makes in other places as well. In the if we are to ask ourselves,
sir, the volume's breaking up.
Is now better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, before there was a hissing. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
The Maral says this, that in Mishpat, because it's a chreach, is a bigger, it's closer to Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, like this, the things that come to us as ideas, that are ideals, this would be wonderful, this is great, this is noble, this is fine, those type of things don't reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu accurately, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to be found in the better, the nobler, the nicer. It's to be found in Muchrach, Hechreach. It has to be this way. It's something which is, being HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, as Muchrach as we understand science to be, that things have to be a certain way. There's a certain mathematical rigidity in science that you don't have in philosophy and in literature and anything like that. And that sort of points to a very firm metzias. Torah needs to have that same type of attitude, that it's devarim hechrechim. It's not the pshat you could make kedushin if you want with kesef and shtar and bia, or you could make kedushin with some other ceremony, but this is a better ceremony, this is a superior ceremony. This is ishus. This is the way it has to be. So that Torah comes to Klal Yisrael through Sanhedrin, which is a din, is really the funnel that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu its greatest metzias. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Moshe, said, Koseim Elabes Yaakov, he's saying, my words will go through Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is sort of the portal through which my words will come down, because Sanhedrin represents a Klal Yisrael, things that are muchrach. In other words, you must do it a certain way. They're machriya din. A Navi tends to come along and say wonderful thing, Koyamar Hashem, Yasu Mishpat, and Zichois, and so on and so forth. Those are all much more rallying cries, but Din and the Sanhedrin Mishpat is Hechreach, and therefore it comes from it comes through the funnel of Hechreach. Okay, I think we'll hold it over here. Any questions? Any points?
Okay, great. No, perfect.
Okay, Beseder Gamor.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, take care, bye.